There are a number of factors that explain the narrowing gap, according to Mayhew. A general fall in tobacco and alcohol consumption has disproportionately benefited men, who tended to smoke and drink more than women. We've also made great strides in tackling heart disease, which is more prevalent in men, Mayhew said. And men are far more likely to engage in high-risk behaviors and far more likely to die in road accidents, which have fallen too.